on Tuesday, folks, if you watched the show, we did show a video of a Canadian pastor, very, very, very brave Canadian pastor, Archer Pulaski, being arrested as he landed in Calgary. Let me just set this up. Steve Bannon had a guest on explaining the arrest, what it was for, earlier that morning. And then, of course, they showed a video that was covertly taken by the pilot of the aircraft, the private aircraft, that transported this pastor from Montana, in fact, Bozeman, Montana, to Calgary. And the pilot did capture the pretty horrific scenes of him being arrested. Well, guess what, folks? I've got that pilot on the show today, right now. And Steve Quayle would be here again with this gentleman if he wasn't in the hospital. And I think probably he probably wants to call in right now, but hopefully he's getting some rest. But anyway, let's play this video. This taken by my guest today. And that guest is Gary Haven. Go ahead and show the video before we bring him on.
Just put your feet apart. That's out. Okay, place your hands behind your back, away from your back. No,
behind your back, behind your back.
Behind your back,
behind
back,
your back,
away.
No,
stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up.
Sir, can you stand up?
Stand up.
Like that.
All right.
Can I stand
your butt? Other hand, please. Other hand, please. All right, move forward.
Hi.
What should I do with his luggage?
Now, we cut that off early on Tuesday because I did not know if the if that gentleman wanted to be identified, knew exactly who that was. But what you just saw there, folks, in my estimation, is the epitome of fascism, of this Orwellian environment in which we find ourselves. Although that's Canada. It's happening here in America too. My guest is Gary Haven. He's an entrepreneur and self-described adventurer, and boy, he sure is. And so it's my distinct pleasure to welcome Mr. Gary Haven. Gary, thank you for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Doug. It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
Well,
I appreciate.
Last time, I didn't mean to overtalk you. Last time, I think we shared a cigar down at didn't share one, but had a cigar together down in Branson. There you go.
That was a great evening, wasn't it?
It was. And I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate all you've done. I mean, you know, you've done so much. You've helped so many people. And as I told you on the phone, I told Eric the tech, I said, Eric, that's Gary, you know, up there in Canada.
Let me share a couple insights on the Art Pulaski arrest that happened Monday. I think your audience will enjoy it. I had met Art a couple weeks before. He spent a couple days in my house, and in getting to know him, this is an amazing hero. He is standing against the oppression that is coming that's here, and he's a hero. And so when he said it was time to go back to Canada, but he didn't want to fly commercially, I said, you know what, Art, I'll take you. And so we met in Bozeman. We had a visit with Steve Quayle, which was a really nice moment. And so we take off, Art and I, for the Canadian border, expecting to be arrested. I figured my chances of being arrested with him were about 50-50. And sure enough, we flew in, parked by the customs. Initially, they were very nice. I guess the good guy, bad guy, the bad cop comes out and confronts Art, and you can really see that in the video, and it got quite unpleasant. And they interrogated me. Who am I? Why was I bringing him on my aircraft? What did I have to do with him? And then they thoroughly searched the aircraft while they were interrogating me. And then they told me, you wait here while we figure out what to do with you.
Wow.
You know, I've been flying for over 45 years, so fortunately I know how to answer the questions correctly, so they couldn't entrap me in anything. But I thought I was going to join Art, maybe spend a winter in Canada. I told Art the Holy Spirit had given me instructions to stand beside him, whatever that was to mean, and I intended to do that.
If I can ask, what were the charges? I mean, I'm
okay. Now you're a comedian now, so I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
He was charged. In fact, let me tell it this way. So I'm sitting in my aircraft with the head Canadian customs guy, and I said to him, I said, "Do you know what the charges are?" And he said, "No." And if I did, I couldn't talk with you about it. And I said, "Well, I'm going to tell you what they are." I said, "He's been charged with inciting a church service, and he's been charged with publicly baptizing his daughter." Mm. And the magistrate, you know, kind of looked stunned. And I said, "This is a man you need to treat with dignity." And of course, he didn't respond. But I think as it turned out, they treated Art a lot better after they handcuffed him and, you know, and drug him into the building. But later that day, things really changed. And I talked with Art now a couple of times since then. He believes that it became so high profile that the light was shining so brightly on these, and he calls them demons, and I would agree, on these demons in Alberta who are in power, that they know they can't get away with anything. And the rest of the story people may not know is that he was transferred to the county, put in solitary confinement, and at 10 o'clock that night, his attorneys were allowed in, and they took him before a judge, and by midnight, a judge had released Art, but the judge said this, which was profound. "I can't believe I'm reading these charges," and that's an extraordinary thing. Imagine you were inciting a church service and baptizing your daughter, and you're standing here in front of me under arrest. And so they released Art with no conditions, and Art spent that night in his bed.
Oh, praise God for that. And you were not molested or, you know, further detained, I take it.
Well, I did have a little more to the adventure. When I flew back to Bozeman, the U.S. Customs obviously had heard about it, and they interrogated me and asked all the entrapment questions that they could do. And again, I've been doing this a long time, and I didn't break any laws, so I knew not to say something that might give them reason to arrest me. But they hassled me and were rude. And imagine all this over transporting a pastor who has been persecuted for defying an illegal, an unscientific lockdown.